When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome back from the 420 break. John Nichols, delayed, but he is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Not an unexcused absence. Mostly we leave that to Dominic. He'll be joining us a little bit later as well. At least that's the last story I heard. He'll be here at 5. So stick around. Dom co-deviling the happier happy hour. John Nichols coming soon. Your calls could be next. 844-967-2789. But I want to read a little hometown editorial at the Cap Times. John works at the Cap Times. We'll talk about his latest contribution. But I wanted to start with an editorial that published this morning, I believe. An editorial about Michael Gabelman. And I've called him the most corrupt former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice in history. They describe him differently. They call him the disgraced former state Supreme Court justice. So, you know, I'll defer to their descriptor, Michael Gabelman, the disgraced former state Supreme Court justice who is leading a hyper-partisan inquiry into the 2020 presidential vote in Wisconsin, has shamed himself and his cause so frequently, and for many, it is almost unimaginable that he could do any more damage. Almost. Last Friday, Gabelman announced that as part of his inquiry, he's prepared to ask for the jailing of Wisconsin Elections Commission Chair Ann Jacobs, Madison Mayor, my hometown, Sadia Rhodes Conway, Green Bay Mayor Eric Gingrich, Racine Mayor Corey Mason, the city clerks of Madison and Green Bay, a pair of election workers in Milwaukee, and an information technology employee for the Elections Commission and the State Department of Administration. The Cap Times editorial board asked, what gives? Are these public officials and public employees refusing to cooperate with Gabelman's illegitimate inquiry? No, they are not. The mayors and others have simply indicated they want to answer any question that Gabelman has for them in public, preferably before a state legislative committee. That's a reasonable ask, as Gabelman's approach to the inquiry, which is costing the taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars, a small price to pay to cast a red herring and to prosecute some Democrats, fancy Brian.
He's getting paid $11,000 a month.
Well, you know, takes a little mind to grease the wheels of corruption. So anyways, back to the Cap Times editorial. That's a reasonable ask, as Gabelman's approach to the inquiry, again costing the taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars, is so clearly politically motivated that he cannot be trusted. To meet with this disreputable charlatan in private would be irresponsible act on the part of any official. It's almost like we can't trust the guy. The officials should stand their ground because, as Mayor Rhodes Conway says, Gabelman is off the rails. And because, as Rhodes Conway also notes, we don't even know if the former justice is authorized to conduct an investigation. He's a lawyer out of contract. Now, I don't know if you know this, but John Eastman, the Eastman memo guy, the coup guy, Clarence Thomas's former clerk guy, that John Eastman, you know, worked at the Trump administration. Even he had to prove, you know, because he's making claims of executive privilege and all that kind of stuff, wants to shield all his communications and, you know, the draft documents. But he wants to claim executive privilege. And you know what he's got to have? A valid contract as a lawyer. You know what? I've tried to hire a lawyer before. Guy made me give him a dollar. Well, I know Gabelman was under contract, but he is no longer, and they don't even refute the point. They don't even bother to put him in contract, so it's not a talking point for guys like me who think he's corrupt and Voss is corrupt for keeping him on the payroll, and he's not even in contract, but Voss stands behind the subpoenas and the underlying intent, which is to jail Democrats, to jail mayors and elections officials.
Sure sounds a lot. For those of you who are trying to picture Michael Gabelman, imagine if Spanky grew up fascist and angry. That's Spanky, the little rascal. That's him.
Well, I hope Petey, the little pit bull dog with the circle around her eye, I hope Petey would sick balls.
I think at this point it's Petey number 24.
A little bit more from the Cap Times editorial board. What we do know is that Gableman is a partisan, and he's not trying to get at the truth. He's trying to amplify a lie that suggests the 2020 election was rife with fraud. In parentheticals, they write, it wasn't. And that former President Donald Trump has somehow been cheated out of a second term. Again, they write, he wasn't. Gableman may think that jailing Wisconsin elected officials will somehow help him achieve his goals. Officials should not bend to his unreasonable demands, and the courts should move to shut him down. Yeah, long past time. And where's the Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin? I'd like you, Josh Call, but can you not exert some authority in this case? I mean, why do we have a special prosecutor at the behest of Robin Voss out there threatening to jail Democratic lawmakers? Why is this allowed to continue? Under what authority does this man operate? Can I at least see the freaking contract?
The same authority that you and I do. So by that decree, I say that Michael Gableman should be put in jail.
Well, here is what the editorial board thinks. If they don't, you know, if they don't, it's only a matter of time until Gableman proposes to jail all 1,630,866 Wisconsinites who dared in 2020 to vote for the winner of the presidential election, Joe Biden. That's the conclusion of their editorial. You can't throw us all in jail. You know what I mean? And if you're a Republican of conscience, I know that's a small group at this point. I mean, Robin Voss, you can't play both sides of this controversy. You can't, you know, strip Rantham of his staffer and then turn around and support the purpose of jailing Democrats, you little fascist. Come back with us. John Nichols from The Nation. Never a fascist, always a good guest.
Trouble. Who's your favorite little rascal? Alfalfa? Or is it Spanky?
I have never been more excited about anything that I've gotten the chance to work on.